My name's Trina Teela, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for Anthony Gormley's One Another project. The date today is the 7th of October 2009, and the time is 6:15 p.m. Could you please give me your name, age, and where you're from?
My name's Emily Jane Barnard. I'm 25 years old, and I'm from Brighton.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a little bit damp, but otherwise good.
Did you come from Brighton today?
I did, yes. I came from Brighton to college and from college to here.
And how did you find out about the project?
I'm not entirely sure. I think I got emailed by my college, because I go to the Royal College of Art, and we get emailed about art projects that are going on. So I think I got emailed a few months back.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Excited, and then it dawned on me and I got a bit nervous, but really good.
Why did you want to take part in the first place?
Just a new experience, and to try something that's out of the ordinary, yeah.
And what is it you're going to be doing up there?
I'm going to be crocheting and making bracelets, or making something from using my needles.
What is crocheting exactly?
It's using a big hook to create 3D something out of yarn. So, and wrapping yarn around, pulling it through, making loops. And
do you do this regularly?
Yes, I study knitting or constructed textiles at Royal College of Art, specialising knitwear. So I hand knit, and I just taught myself crochet this year, and so that's what I've been doing recently. Yeah.
And why did you decide to do crochet up there?
It's my life. I love knitting, I love crochet. It's what I do every day. It's what I love doing. Yeah.
What is it about it that you love?
Promoting hand skills. So I'm very into make, do and mend, and making something out of nothing. That's what I like to do. So.
Does that apply to other areas in your life as well?
Yeah, probably does. I like all things handcraft, hand cooking, domestic skills. I think it's important to keep them going, not get all caught up in technology all the time. Yeah.
Why do you think that's important?
Because otherwise these skills will get lost, and I think that would be a shame. I think it's easy to rely on technology to do things for you all the time, and you end up losing the ability to do things on your own and make things from scratch, do things slowly. Everything's so instant now, and I like buying clothes and then throwing them away straight away, and disposable life. I think it's important to keep your handwork going and become emotionally attached to things and give things a chance to grow with you. Yeah.
Do you emotionally attach yourself to things easily?
Probably. I love collecting old things, old bits of fabric, and I'm a bit of a hoarder. So yeah, my flat's full of stuff. So yeah, I find it hard to let go of things. Yes.
Can you tell me more about your flat? What have you got in there?
All sorts of things I've collected from markets, so ribbons, old bits of tablecloth, buttons, all haberdashery type items. Yes, and I've got a kitchen full of sort of cutlery that doesn't really make sense and not really usable, but I like having it there just in case. So I've got sort of a toffee hammer, which I don't even eat toffee and I don't even know what I'd do with it, but I've got it there anyway just in case.
And where do you keep all these things?
I've created sort of a wall with boxes, and I keep everything in all these boxes. Yeah.
When did you first start to collect things?
I've always collected things. My mum used to make fun of me because I'd never be looking up. I'd always be looking at the ground, hoping to find something that someone had dropped, like buttons or pins or anything really. And I'd always go to the beach and come home with rocks and make my mum carry huge boulders home because I like the pattern or I like the colour or something, and I keep them.
What were the first things you ever collected?
Gosh, I can't remember that. Probably was some kind of buttons. I love buttons. I've got a really big collection of buttons. Probably that, yeah.
And you said you bought things from markets. Do you go to markets often?
Yeah, I do, as much as possible. And when I'm abroad, I like to go to foreign markets to see what I can find there.
What is it about markets that you like?
It's the collector in me, the thought that I can rummage around and find things. Curiosity, I think. Sort of curiosity shop. Yeah.
And you're from Brighton originally?
I'm from a small village near Brighton, but I've moved into Brighton now.
But you moved into
Brighton just recently. So, which I love. I love being by the sea.
Why do you like it?
I think it's just the connection with the water, and there's always something to do when you're on the seaside. It's lovely to go and sit by the sea and swim in the sea. You can swim right out and you can't hear anything anymore, and it's all peaceful and lovely. It's lovely to have that to go to all the time.
And you said you were going to be making bracelets on the plinth?
I think so, yeah. I'll see what happens when I get there, but yeah, I think I'll make some bracelets.
Who for?
I don't know. Anyone. I like to just make lots of different things and then I give them to people all the time, actually. I just leave them on people's desks or presents.
You tell them in advance?
No. Just leave things around. I like to always have something around to share.
How do they react when you do that?
Usually positive, yeah. I like to knit cakes usually, and it's always good to have a knitted cake around. Give someone a little bit of happiness. Yeah.
What kind of colours do you use?
Bright colours, anything that I've got lying around from my collecting. I got lots of yarn as well from collecting yarn. So, yes.
And are you enjoying your course?
I love my course, yeah. It's great, it's good fun, it's good to be around lots of creative people.
What do you like about it so much?
Just, I have a great studio and it's nice to be in a place where everyone's got the same mindset, interested in arty things, and it's quite exciting. They've all got great ideas all the time and it's inspiring to be there.
What would you like to do when you graduate?
I'd like to travel first and find somewhere that I like and then have a shop there.
In a different country? Or?
Perhaps, yes. I think so.
Why?
Just because I've always lived in England and I think it would be exciting to live somewhere else. I'd hate to think that I'd be always living in the same country when there's so many other countries out there to live in. Yeah.
What particular country would you like?
I've no idea yet. Just see where I end up.
Have you travelled in the past?
Not enough. Briefly, my parents live in Spain, so I go there quite a lot. And I visited family in America and Canada, Caribbean places, Scotland I've been to, but that's not out of the country. Well, it's kind of another country, but yes, but I'd like to do more travel.
How come your parents live in Spain?
We went on holiday to Spain and they fell in love with it. And instead of doing holiday things, they decided to go to the estate agent, and we ended up looking at houses on our holiday, and we found one that was wonderful, and that was the end, really. They decided to move there from there.
Do you visit them often?
Yeah, I do, at least 2 or 3 times a year, at least.
Do you like visiting them?
I love visiting them. Yeah, I love Spain, and it's great, very laid back.
What do you get up to when you visit them?
Mountain climbing. They live on a nature reserve with a big mountain there, so I like to walk up the mountain. I go to the beach a lot, snorkeling, and yeah, a lot of nature.
Do you like nature?
I love nature, yes.
Well, how come you love it so much?
It's just very inspiring and nice to be around, peaceful, nice to get away from city. It's always nice to do that.
And what other interests or passions do you have?
Oh, music. I love music. Always have. I'm going to a gig after this, actually. all kinds of music, especially old rock and roll music.
What gig are you going to?
I'm going to my boyfriend's gig in Kilburn, so he plays in a rock and roll band, so he plays guitar, so that's what I'm going to go and see and be supportive.
What's his band called?
Oh, he's in several bands. So he's in a band called the Leilanas, a band called Stash, a band called Creamhorn, there's lots of different ones.
You said you like old rock and roll?
Yes.
What about it do you like?
Vibrancy of it, the guitars, yeah, all the playing, the musicianship of it, it's great fun and great to dance to.
Any bands in particular?
All sorts, there's so many that I like, I couldn't really name one, but it's always been an important part of my life, because my brother plays in a band also, so I grew up with him telling me all the music that I should definitely listen to, and it's quite, yeah, influential on my music taste.
What did he tell you to listen to?
Things like Jimi Hendrix, The Cramps, Small Faces, Love, yeah, all those things. And he used to give me mixtapes for my birthday, for Christmas, and all the time, of bands that I should be listening to and make sure that I was listening to the right things. Yeah.
And did you succeed?
I think he succeeded in that, yeah, because I still love the same music that he loved, so he's done quite well there.
Would you ever like to play in a band yourself?
I have done, but I'm a bit shy, so I'm more, my knitting comes first, I think, yes, and I love watching and music and dancing, but not necessarily being on stage.
How often do you knit?
Every day.
For how long?
As much of the day as possible. Yeah, all day long sometimes.
What's been the biggest item you've knitted?
Biggest item has been, usually actually I do really small things rather than big, so not really very big items, but very small items, tiny ones.
Who do you usually knit for?
for myself, for other people, gifts and things, but mainly for myself.
And would you like to, is that the sort of shop you would like to open, or what sort of shop would you like to?
Little boutique selling homeware knits, I think, lifestyle knits, so cushions and tableware and things like that is what I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm. So, and you said earlier about it's important to sort of stay domestic and not get too carried away with technology and everything. What's your view on the world right now then? There's quite a lot of technology.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to develop technologies. You can't get away from that, and it's really good and helpful in a lot of ways. But I think alongside that, it's important to keep domestic skills alive and have both. I think what's lacking in a lot of the technology, and there's lots of smart textiles at the moment, but what's lacking in that often is the aesthetic side, and it becomes all about gadgets and quite ugly really, a lot of things. So I think it's important to keep hand skills alongside to create things that people actually like to have around, and tactile things, nice things to have. Yeah, future heirlooms.
How is it lacking the aesthetic side?
Can you give some Well, I've seen lots of computer textiles where it's like you're actually wearing a big computer, and that's not very nice. I don't see that many people would want to go around wearing a laptop attached to them or cables running around them. So I think that's what's lacking there.
Do you use a computer yourself?
I do, yeah. I love my computer, but not as much as my crochet hook.
And back to your hour on the plane.
Yes.
Who would you say you're doing it for?
Doing it for myself, and doing it for my brother who died at Christmas. I think he would be, he was always very charismatic and outgoing in his music, and I think he would want me to do things that are new and exciting. He was my biggest fan, and so doing it for him.
How old was he?
He was 41.
Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
I have a sister, yeah, who's 20 years older than me. She's 45. So much older, but big influences on my life.
How come there's such an age gap?
I have no idea. I think my mum just got lucky with me. Yeah.
Was it unexpected about your brother?
Yeah, he died of cancer very quickly, really. It didn't seem so at the time, but he got he had brain cancer. So that this time last year he was diagnosed with that, and that's why I moved back to Brighton to be with him. And Christmas he died.
Has that affected your view on life?
It has, yeah. I think you never know what's going to happen. You should make sure you make the most of what you've got. He was always positive right to the end, and creative right to the end. He was always drawing and thinking about music, so he never gave that up and always had a next plan in mind of what he wanted to do. I think it's important.
And what would you say is important in your life right now?
Family is always important, my friends, and yeah, being happy and creative is important. Making sure everyone's as well as possible, healthy.
And what do you personally want to gain from the Plymouth experience?
Just enjoy it, enjoy the view, and not get too wet because it's raining a lot. Yeah.
Are you going back to Brighton tonight?
I am, yes, going back home to Brighton.
Is anyone coming to watch you?
I've got my friend Emma here, who goes to college with me, and my aunts are both here, I think. Yeah, and my mum's watching on Sky Arts live from Spain, I think, on the internet. So I'll give her a wave.
Do you have any pets?
I don't know. No, I don't. I wish I had a cat. I did have a cat once, but not at the moment.
What happened to the cat?
Oh, he got old, but he was a great cat, and I took him with me to university, and he lived in the flat with me, and I used to take him out on a lead to walk, which caused quite a stir, but I'm not sure he really ever liked it, but I did it anyway.
And how long have you been with your boyfriend?
About a year now. Yes. He's wonderful.
Looking forward to seeing his gig.
Yes, I am. I always do. I'm always there, like a groupie. But, yeah, it's great to see him perform. It's always good.
If you could say one thing to your brother before you go on the plane, what would that be?
Ease and manner. It was his word that he used, that he made up, and that's what he always said. I think just meant positive energy and good things for all people.